Thank you for putting up with us. And I want to spend the whole time really just talking about the influence of a godly mom. There are so many moms in this room, so many watching online, so many that have gone on to heaven that I know that sometimes we miss and we stop thinking about that, but there are some that have passed on and that they left a godly legacy in your heads and in your hearts and in your spiritual walk with the Lord. They had an impact, an influence on your life. I want you to turn, if you would, to 2 Timothy chapter 1. I got this, I don't know what this is called. Apparently these aren't a thing anymore, but a handheld mirror. I asked several women, and nobody uses these anymore, I guess. But I got this as a tool for the message today, because I think that sometimes we think of mom and we think of all that she's done, and this Mother's Day, you think about all the times that she, you know, changed your diaper and that she helped you when you skinned your knee, and when you were crying she helped to encourage you, and when you were laughing she laughed with you and she came alongside. And sometimes we miss the fact that moms are this reflection of God. Really, God has done things in women's lives and in men's lives, and we're a reflection of Him in many ways. We strive to be this reflection. And so when you look in a mirror, you're seeing yourself, but when you think about mom, she is this reflection of something so much bigger, so much greater, so much that God has done things in her life and showed her things, and she impacts us in a lot of different ways. She says things, and she prays for you, and she encourages you, and if you think back to when you were a little boy, a little girl, the times where she impacted you are many. And so today, as we think about this, I want you to think about some verses in 2 Timothy chapter 1. I want to read a few verses. If you would like to stand for the reading of God's word, I invite you to do that. I'm not sure what we have on the screen, but I'm going to start in verse 3 just because I think we need to. All right, so 2 Timothy chapter 1, this is Paul writing to Timothy, and verse 3 starts it by saying, I thank God, whom I serve with a clear conscience, as my ancestors did, when I constantly remember you in my prayers, night and day. Remembering your tears, I long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy. Now check closely here in verse 5. Clearly recalling your sincere faith that first lived in your grandmother Lois, then in your mother Eunice, and that I am convinced is in you also. Let's pause and pray. God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for legacy, for the many moms who pour into us, that care for us, that are a reflection of you. As we think and as we remember and as we honor the moms in our lives, I pray that today, God, you would just be honored in this room and in this video online, that God, you would just draw people to surrender to you, that each of us would desire to be a reflection of you, that the words that we say, the actions that we take, the way that we live our life, would be a reflection of you. Bless us today in this service. In your name we pray, amen. You may be seated, and as you're seated, I just want you to think about some things dealing with the influence of a godly mom. Today we wanna honor faith and love and the impact that moms have in shaping our lives and in generations. I mean, you see in those verses that remembering that first lived in your grandmother Lois, then in your mother Eunice, and that I'm convinced is in you. You see how this legacy is passed on. It continues down through generations. I can think back to my grandma watching my grandmother sit at the piano. And it was horrible because four boys, I grew up with four brothers in the house, and three brothers and myself. And we would go to grandma's house, and she'd sit down at the piano, and she would play just like, you know, in church. And she was expecting to hear, just like in church, like all of the great voices, right? And we would surround her on this piano, and she'd start playing, and we'd start singing, and it was horrible. I mean, horrible. If you've ever sit close to me during the music time, it's bad, all right? It's bad, bad, all right? And don't tell me, oh, you know, make a joyful noise. It's not a joyful noise. It's like from my heart it is, but not out of my mouth. For some reason, I just can't hit those notes. But anyway, I would sit there with my grandma, and she would play, and she set that godly example, and she would always just smile, even though I know it sounded horrible in her ears. And she would play her favorites, and she would teach us those songs, and it was just, I remember that, this passing down of her legacy, that her faith, her, you know, inspiration from her. And my grandfather would be praying in the room, like I tell you often, but my grandma was the one that had to deal with our attitudes and our brothers fighting and the way that we didn't listen sometimes. And when my ADD would kick in and she'd be telling me to do stuff, and I don't remember, but the legacy that she passed on, I remember seeing her doing and saying and living a different way. And then passed that down to my mother, and I've seen examples of that in my mom. Has she had the patience to deal with boys knocking holes in the wall and breaking stuff and knocking over her favorite lamps and doing all these things that were just bad, but she was a godly mom who passed on the things to us. And so although my grandmother's in heaven and my mom is not, she's in Arizona, I'm thankful for that legacy that's passed on. And so my challenge, my encouragement to you today, as we think about this, the influence of a godly mom, is that all of us have the opportunity to leave a legacy, to share, to care for people, to love people, to pass on this legacy of faith. So whether you had the most godly mom and godly grandmother and great grandmother or not, you have the opportunity to have a relationship with Jesus and to allow that relationship to spill over into everything that you say and into your actions and into your families. And you can begin something that maybe wasn't already there. Or maybe you have this legacy where you're going, the bar has been passed over and over, and I can think of things that my grandmother did and my mother did and her mother did. And I want to live the way that she did. I want to pass on those things. Faith is often caught at home. I can remember going into my room and having this desire to live for Jesus, and my mom sitting there and reading verses to me and talking to me about different things of way that I acted in a day, and going, you know what? That maybe wasn't the way that God would have done that. Maybe you need to go and apologize. Maybe you need to change things. And so faith is often caught at home. So my challenge for you, whether you're a father or a mother, is that you would pass on and be a godly parent to your children, kids in the room, that you would listen to your mom, listen to your grandma, listen to your parent, and follow. Because our lives go so much easier when we follow those in authority over us. A godly mother passes down more than just traditions. It passes down a living faith. And so I would challenge you, encourage you to listen and understand that that faith is this legacy that you can pass on, that you receive Jesus, that you have a relationship, but then you pass that on. The legacy of faith. If you're keeping notes, there's notes on the app if you have those, or you can write them on the back of your bulletin. Number one is that there's a legacy of faith. Number two is that the power is the power of a mother's influence. Mom has a big influence on us. Whether we like it or not, moms spend the most time with us as children. That's the first thing we remember. They're the first one to hold us. They're the first one to kiss us. They're the ones that care for us even when we're not making good choices. They're the ones that probably aren't yelling at us the most. The power of a mother's influence on our lives is huge. If you flip over to Proverbs 31, I want to read a couple of verses from Proverbs 31. Verses 26 through 28 says, she opens her mouth with wisdom, and loving instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the activities of her household and is never idle. Her sons rise up and call her blessed, and her husband also praises her. The power of a mother's influence on our lives. God shows us in his word that a godly mom and the impact that it has on us. A mother's words and her actions leave lasting impression on our lives. Everyone in the room, if I stopped you at the door and said, tell me something that your mom told you or something that your mom did for you or something that your mom said to you that made a difference when you were younger, I believe that every single person in here would have something, at least one thing that you could think of that mom passed on to you, that she said to you, that she guided you in, that she helped you through a difficulty, that she laughed with you or cried with you, that she was there for you. Mom's influence is huge on our lives. It shapes our identity. It shapes our, she shapes our purpose, our confidence. A lot of times, strong believers are strong believers because of praying moms. Well, I want you to think about this. I did a little bit of research this week, and I looked up some famous, influential pastors, people who preached God's word. You'll recognize these names, but I want you to think with me about what ties these all together. First one is John Wesley, all right? John Wesley credits his mother, Susanna Wesley, for her role in shaping his religious upbringing and his education and giving him moral discipline. Charles Spurgeon, Eliza Spurgeon, his mother, this young man was known as the Prince of Preachers. And he credited his mom's fervent prayers and Bible readings daily as crucial to his early spiritual development. She regularly prayed with her children, and she would, I read this, I thought this was important, pleaded for their salvation in front of them. God, save this young man. Help save my son, that he would follow you. Of prayers that, every single day she prayed and read scripture with them and guided him and become the Prince of Preachers. Dwight L. Moody, mother Betsy Moody. Moody's mother was a widow who raised 9 children in poverty, but she had strong Christian values. She persevered through the difficulties. She put an emphasis on faith that obviously had a lasting impact on his commitment to evangelism and sharing the gospel. Billy Graham, Morrow Coffee Graham, his mother. He often told stories about her. She was quiet but powerful, had a strong faith. She read the Bible daily. She prayed for her children. She lived a consistent Christian life, and she had a deep impression on Billy Graham. And the last one, Jonathan Edwards. Mother was Esther Stoddard Edwards. Came from a strong line of ministers, and she had a rigorous spiritual training for her children that she made them go through, and her influence helped nurture him into being one of the leaders of the first great awakening. 5 powerful pastors, preachers, who preached and proclaimed God's word, but they were impacted, they were influenced by their moms. I know that many of you in this room know or are one, a mom that has prayed for, that's caring for your children, that's begging God to do something with your children, that's asking God to continue the legacy of faith. And my encouragement for you today is that you would understand the power of a mom's influence. Understand that God has designed it this way, that God knows what each one of us needs. And many times this reflection that we're looking at, and when we think about our mom and we think about the influence that she's having on our lives, it's a big deal. Behind many strong believers are praying moms. Keep praying, mom. Young people, listen. Adults, listen. If your mom's told you for your whole entire life, hey, I'm praying for you, and you just disregard, and you just think, oh, it's no big deal. Yeah, pray for me, mom. Mom is agonizing in prayer over it. She wants you to follow, to make good choices, to be an example, to live for God. If you're here and you're not a Christian, I want you to know mom is praying for you, that your mom, that your grandma, that godly influences in your life are praying that you would listen, that you would understand that God loves you, that God has a plan for you, that God sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins, and you can accept him as your Lord and as your Savior. You know what would make mom more happy than anything? If you would just surrender your life to Jesus, that you would understand that he paid the price for you, that he died for you, and he wants you. Anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. You can accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and leave this service. Turn the computer off different today because of the price that was paid for you. When you think about your mom that cares for you, that wants you to understand this, the power of a mother's influence on us is huge. You may have been, your mom may have been praying for 20, 30, 40 years. Understand, God has a purpose and a plan for you. I'm confident in this, that he loves you. A heart, the next one for today, is that a heart, a mom's heart that reflects God's love, a heart that reflects God's love. When we think about this reflection, we think it's not just me, but it's God's reflection coming through me, that I would live, that I would say what I need to say for him, that I would be the kind of Christ follower that God wants me to be, that I would honor my father and my mother, that I would trust in him. A mother's love reflects the nurturing heart of God. And so when you think about the mom that cared for you, that loved you, that was there through difficulties, that was there through the tough times, that love offers security, compassion, strength. And it's the same love that God offers us. He offers us love. He offers us compassion. He offers us strength. You ever gone through something difficult in your life and you go, I just don't have anywhere to turn. I don't know how to handle this problem. I don't know how I'm going to get through this. When you think about what, not just mom, you know, when you fall and you get hurt, you go to mom. When you're an adult, you fall and you get hurt and you have bad things that happen, you have struggles that hit you. We can turn to a God who, just like mom, we can turn and she's got the love, she's got the compassion, she's got the strength. But God, ultimately, is the one that gives us the love and the compassion, the strength. He's the one that helps us to get through the difficulties and to get through the hurts and to get past things that we have a hard time dealing with. I don't know what you're dealing with today, but if I could just look in each one of your eyes, if I could just look at you and talk each one individually, what's going on? Everybody in here, everybody watching online has a story. You all have something in your life that's going on. And God is the one that's saying today, I want to bring comfort. I want to bring strength. I want to bring healing. I want to help you through this. I want to give you the strength that you need to make it through. If you're here today, I want you to understand, moms are great. Moms are amazing. And we love and we honor mom. But she gets that love and that comfort and that strength from something higher. It's from a God who loves you and a God who cares for you and a God who paid the price for you. And so today, when we point our heart, we love and we care for mom and we respect her and we show honor to her today. But ultimately, we look to a God who's got something bigger and something better. That God cares for you and he loves you and he wants you to be a reflection of that love. And so today, whatever you have dealing with, man, in a moment where we have a time of invitation, you can kneel at the altar and surrender it to a God who loves you and comforts you and cares for you and can help you through that. We can have this heart that reflects God's love and honor moms as God's command. In Exodus 20, verse 12, look at what Exodus 20 says. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. They're faster with it on the screen than I am. Honor your father and your mother so that you may have a long life in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Do you have Ephesians 6:2 on there as well? Ephesians 6:2, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Man, we honor our parents. And ultimately this honor, we honoring mother, our mom today, and it we honor mom as God's command, that he commanded us to do it. It's not just a suggestion to honor mom. It's not just, oh, this is a holiday that somebody made up to make billions of dollars, although they are making billions of dollars on Mother's Day cards and Mother's Day gifts and Mother's Day meals. Do you know that this is the busiest day for restaurants in the whole entire year? I'm going to just tell you that. There are a lot of people making a lot of money, but I want you to see that in Scripture, we're supposed to, we're commanded to, it's not optional to love and honor mom. We're supposed to honor our father and our mother so that we'll have a long life. God wants us to honor them, to have gratitude towards them, to love them, to serve them, to speak blessing over their life, speak words of appreciation, to help with their needs. I don't know where your mom is or what's happening. Maybe you're here and she's already in heaven. And today is a day where you just honor her legacy and you love and you share memories with people in your family that are still living. You remember when mom said that? You remember when mom, I thought mom was gonna be so mad, but she just loved me through that difficulty. Even though I hurt, I broke something of hers, she just still loved me anyway. The stories, the legacy that she leaves, when you think about that today, if she's already in heaven, you just share those stories. You laugh, you cry, you remember the impact that she had. And you reflect that love and let that pass on. If your mom's still alive, maybe your mom's in the room, I want to encourage you to speak words of appreciation, to thank her, to show love towards her, to help if there's some need that she has. Young people, mom asks you to do something on her phone, just do it. Don't say, Mom, we always have problems with technology. Just do it, okay? All right? We get older, we don't understand the tech stuff anymore, and you guys do. Think of a way that you can help mom. Live in a way that honors their legacy, their godly legacy. Mothers are a gift from God, and we think about that today. We respect moms. We care for them. Don't let this day just be a day where we think about it, but put it into action. Do something with it, not just in my words, but in my life. That my actions this week would be different because of mom that cared for me and prayed for me and encouraged me and wanted me to follow the Lord and wanted me to make godly decisions and wanted me to accept Jesus. And then once I did that, she showed me how I could better follow him and everything, how I could talk the way that I'm supposed to and do things the way that I'm supposed to and serve the way that I'm supposed to. When you think today about a godly mom that's pointed you in the right direction, honor her by the way that you live, by the actions that you take, and not just today, but every day of your life. If you're not a believer, I'm begging you from mom's words, from God's word, don't leave here without Jesus. He loves you and he cares for you, and mom would want you to know this. Mom would want you to know. Amen. When you think today, I don't know how many funerals that I've had to preach where I didn't know the person was saved or lost. And how much it hurts when we have this uncertainty of where is this person for all eternity? And I've had people say to me, well, they were a good person, though. They didn't know Jesus, but they were a good person. And the sad thing is when we look at Scripture, there's no gray area. You either accept Jesus and you know that you're going to spend forever with him in heaven, or you reject him and you spend forever with him, with the devil in hell, in a lake of fire and burning and sadness and crying and tears. And I'm not saying this to scare you, but I'm saying this that you would understand that this is a clear decision. You say, well, I haven't made a decision on that yet. And if you're still in limbo, you've already made that decision and you're not on the right side of things. You can accept Jesus today. You can accept his gift of salvation and you can walk out of this building. You can turn your computer off knowing that you'll spend forever with him in heaven. You can be a reflection of God's light and God's love and God, and that decision. When you accept him, you become this reflection of Jesus and you can share and to show that with people. And so when you think about a godly mom or a godly grandma that's done that for you, let that change you today. Look at me, look at me, look at me. Some people looking down, I want you to look at me. Look. You still with me? Wake back up. Understand this. Don't leave the same way we walked in. Let's leave as a reflection of Jesus. And so if you think of a godly mom or a godly grandma or a godly great-grandma that made those decisions, that prayed for you, that cared for you, that said for years, hey, I'm praying for you. Hey, I'm praying for you. Hey, I'm praying for you. I want you to know she prayed for a reason so that you, in this moment, as you're sitting here in a Mother's Day service because grandma or mom made you, come, said, hey, come to church. All I want for Mother's Day is for you to be in church. Here's why. She wants you to know that this makes a difference, that God's word makes a difference, that you can be a reflection of Jesus, that he died for you and he loves you and he paid the price for you, and you can be different because of what God did for you. Amen. Don't leave today without Jesus. Don't leave without accepting him as your Lord and as your Savior. We're going to have a time of invitation right now, and what I want you to do is I want you to think about this. If you've never accepted Jesus, it's not about religion. It's not about joining a church. It's about joining Jesus. It's having a relationship with Jesus, the one who came, lived for you, and died for you, and paid the price, and he rose again the third day, conquering sin, conquering death, so that you can accept him. Anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. You can call on him today. You don't have to join this church. It's joining Jesus. So understand this. That men, moms set the tone. Moms are honor the Lord. They live for him. They stand for him. They show us this godly example. But you're the one that's got to make a decision. Because mom made a decision, don't mean you've made the decision. So stop for a second. Mom may have been the best woman in the world. She may have made the best choices. She may have lived the closest life to the Lord. She may have prayed over and over for you, but she can't accept Jesus for you. You have to. You have to make that decision from your heart to God. God, I thank you for sending your son to die on the cross for me. I accept your gift of salvation. I've told the story over and over of tugging on my grandma's dress in that service, saying, Grandma, I want to accept Jesus. And she said, I said, Grandma, come with me. And she said, no, you got to make that choice. So the challenge is there today. If you've never accepted Jesus, accept him today. It doesn't take walking an aisle. It takes opening your heart to Jesus and saying, Jesus, I thank you for coming to this earth and dying for me. I accept your gift of salvation, and I want to leave changed. I want to leave knowing that I'll spend forever with you in heaven. You want to honor mom, decide to accept Jesus and to live differently. Because when you make that decision, your life will completely change. God will show you the things that you've been saying that you shouldn't be saying, the things that you've been doing that you shouldn't be doing, the actions that you've been taking that need to be changed. And God will gently pull and twist and show you the things that you need to do differently. Today, don't leave the same as you walked in. Christians, if you're a Christian in the room and you've had a godly parent, maybe you just need to bow at the altar and thank God for your mom, because you're a part of a church today. You have a godly family today because of the sacrifices that mom made, the tears that she shed for you as a little boy or a little girl. She cared for you. She pointed you in the right direction. She brought you to church even when you were saying, Mom, I don't want to go to church. She brought you. She cared for you. She loved you. And oftentimes we overlook that. And so to this moment right now, my prayer is that when you think about this, honoring your mom, honoring your father and your mother, but pointing your heart to Jesus, who paid the ultimate price for you. Have you accepted him as your Lord and as your Savior?